Exploring Crow. The first few days were wearing as the delegation struggled hard to get its bearing. The Crocs, who'd gone off to explore 2 days before, had not returned. All hoped they'd find some fish or frogs to nurture them while on the quest to test their youthful and romantic notions and not resort to eating crotions. The morning of day 3, Rip, Terry, and the Navajo, along with Ken and Rex and Mo, plus others of the delegation, spent several hours sightseeing, appraising, gazing, making every kind of critical evaluation of the planet's present and potential worth to all the moneylenders, speculators, network television stations, and exporters of the Earth. To get around, they used a dozen souped-up LEMs, which ran on liquid nitrogen and flew a few feet off the ground. Their first stop was some distant towers, structures built, as well as anyone could tell, at least 3,000 years before. Alas, today they were as still as tombs, with walls and rooms all falling down. Murals on some parts still standing were another revelation. Crow, they saw, once had a landscape covered with thick vegetation. Another wonder of the trip was one small sandy strip all strewn with scrap, where once the landing module of a ship, in its so delicate pre-touchdown dance, had failed its one and only chance to miss a rock. Said Ken, the modem that we used today was knocked outside it by the shock. It didn't break, but suffered quite a brutal sanding. The aliens inside the ship were smashed to smithereens on landing. While Ken was talking, Terry, Rip, and Rabbit Stalker walked a little ways apart. Then said the Navajo, I'm tired of these tourist shows. I want to talk with native Crows. But Rab, said Rip, you know the billion have no tongues. If conversation with the Crotian nations your intention, you'll have to settle for the mention. We Indians, said Stalker, have some other methods of communication, codes more secret even than those used in World War II. When I look down and see the faces of 1,000 unborn Crotians looking up from underneath the ground, although this soil is not my Mother Earth, that sky up there is not my dad. I know that I have more in common with these Crows who have no tongues than with so many men I've known throughout my life who had. And then the Navajo knelt down and started softly drumming with his hand upon the Crotian rocks and sand. It was the ancient rhythm of the heart, and while he drummed, as if it heard and wanted to take part, the Crotian earth beneath his feet resounded with the selfsame beat. Then Stalker took some sand and let it sift between the fingers of his hand, bent near, and listened as each grain did whisper in his ear, the history, the now, the future of the Crows, three stages which were really one so very long continuum. And as he listened, tears fell from his eyes for what was past and present and to come. I think, said Terry, you have tapped into the poetry and majesty of this strange land, and maybe, too, its tragedy.